Hi there. I'm Ella Bolton, and we're counting down a very special journey tonight. Actually, before we get to tonight's top 10 countdown, let me just slightly readjust myself here. Okay, perfect. So, on this special journey tonight, a story told through 10 songs. From the heat of the summer to the cool of midnight. From fragile love to fearless confidence. Without further ado, let's begin. Back in 1984, a former member of the Eagles stepped into the spotlight alone and delivered one of the defining songs of the decade. It climbed to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 and became a permanent part of the summer soundtracks everywhere. A song about time passing and about seeing your past in the rearview mirror. Here's The Boys of Summer by Dawn Henley. That was Dawn Henley, a song that still feels like driving with the windows down after August fades away. Now, let's rewind to 1978. Soft rock harmonies ruled the airwaves, and this next group from Los Angeles scored big with a song that reached the top 10 and became their signature hit. It's about holding nothing back, about loving with everything you've lost. Here's Giving It All by Player. Smooth and unmistakably late 70s. Now we dim the lights. Long before chart runs and platinum records, there was a vulnerability. Recorded in the 1950s, this next song became a jazz standard, a confession set to melody. The voice is almost a whisper, the trumpet just as a tender. Here's I Fall in Love Too Easily by Chet Baker.
I fall in love too terribly hard to
Some songs really don't age. They just deepen, don't they? And speaking of depth, in 1973, one of the greatest soul voices of all time released a goodbye. So graceful, it still stings. It wasn't anger. It wasn't blame. It was acceptance. To be honest, Laurier, this song is one of my favorites, mainly because of how sad it is underneath it all. Something good to listen to be grateful for the people you love in your life. Here's Just to Keep You Satisfied from the legendary Marvin Gaye.
For you to understand what I stood on.
That's Marvin Gaye. Pure emotion. Now, before you, maybe it is just about you, my listener. Now, before we continue, I have, I decided to do something different with my show today. When people tell me certain things, I like to write it down. And sometimes, when I'm scrolling through my notes, I see it again, and I always think it's great to bring back up and talk about. Well, this was a conversation I had with someone a while back. And it went a little like this. There was someone I used to call home, and I thought we'd last forever. But sometimes you realize you were more committed than they were. I don't regret loving him. I just regret shrinking myself to keep him. Could you sometimes play something on your radio show that reminds me I deserve the real thing? Well, after reflecting on this conversation I had with someone a while back, a friend of mine, I always like to say sometimes clarity comes after the heartbreak, and sometimes the right person is the one who doesn't make you shrink at all. In all honesty, I've done stuff like this myself, and you look back on it and you're like, what the hell was I doing? Why was I acting like a desperate loser? But in all honesty, Laurier, it happens to the best of us. And don't beat yourself down. Sometimes stuff happens so that you can learn a lesson and not do it again. So, the only song I could think of for a time like this is from 1980. Here's a song that says exactly that. You Are the Only Woman, You and I, by Ambrosia. Now, we take a turn. Late 1970s New York City. Minimal production. Hypnotic Pulse. A duo that helped lay the groundwork for synth-driven alternative music, long before it was mainstream. Here's Surrender by Suicide. Moody, stark, and ahead of its time. Now, mid-80s Europe gave us a sleek sophistication and cinematic heartbreak. This next song hit the top 20 across several countries and became an adult contemporary staple. From Switzerland, here's The Captain of Her Heart by Double. Cool restraint. Sometimes that hurts the most. Let's brighten the mood. In 1981, this next duo hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with a song that proved pop hooks could be irresistible, even when the lyrics were a little complicated. Here's Kiss on My List by Hall & Oates. Sorry, Laurier. We seem to be having technical difficulties. We will be up shortly. Now, to get back to Hall & Oates. Sorry for the slight technical difficulty in the changing of songs, Laurier. It seems, like my programming system glitched out a bit. But, without further ado, we did finish off that last song. So, you just can't get that chorus out of your head, can ya? Now, from chart-topping pop to modern longing. From 1995, this next artist kept the torch burning for dramatic, reverb-soaked romance. A voice that sounds like it's echoing down an empty highway at midnight. Here's Can't Do a Thing to Stop Me by Chris Isaak. And now, close with confidence. For this last song of the night, I decided to choose one that is very overlooked by this artist. It is Lost Lovers Found by Kim Mitchell. And that concludes our top 10 countdown for the evening, folks. So, I hope you were able to unwind, listen, and maybe enjoy a few. And as I always say, please take it easy.